T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's 9:30 in 716.
And the broadcasters inductees are?
When I reflect and think about what I've been doing, I think about all the amazing people that I worked with.
And I've always felt that what we did was extremely important because we need to keep people informed so that they can make good decisions. And the more information we can give them, the better decisions hopefully they can make.
Thankful and lucky to be able to have done this job in my hometown for such a long time.
So I am proud to represent all the people behind the scenes, the sales guys who never get enough credit, because if we don't hit budget, there goes that programming, right, Murph? And Jim will tell you that. So I'm honored to represent everyone who's behind the scenes.
I'm Tim Wenger on 930 and 716, and I know all of those guys, the class of the 2019 Buffalo Broadcasters Hall of Fame. They'll be inducted during ceremonies in September.
All right, good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us as we announce the 2019 class of the Buffalo Broadcasters Hall of Fame.
Steve Monaco from the Buffalo Broadcasters did the honors this week, introducing the entire class.
It is my pleasure now to welcome the class of 2019. In the radio category, John Murphy. And John, if you want, come step up. John is the winner in the radio category. He has served as sports director at WBEN from 1984 to 1992 and went on to anchor WKBW's 6 p.m. Sports, where he is eventually named the sports director. He also worked at WIVB and has had long association with the Buffalo Bills, which began when he worked as a color analyst alongside the iconic Van Miller. He currently hosts One Bills Live, a Buffalo Bills talk show on WGR. He is the definition of an accomplished, knowledgeable sports broadcaster. Ladies and gentlemen, here's John.
Thanks. Thank you.
Do you want me to go about 20, 25 minutes here, Steve?
Just like Dan.
I got the invitation to be here today and said, you know, you're being inducted into the Buffalo Broadcast Hall of Fame. And then I saw Terry Connors and I said, did I misread that? Did that say indicted? What? No, but I am honored and amazed, really, to be here today and to talk about going into the Buffalo Broadcast Hall of Fame. And it does, and I'm sure the other inductees will say this, it gives you an opportunity to kind of reflect on where you've been and what you've done. And when I reflect and think about what I've been doing, I think about all the amazing people that I worked with, all the amazing, talented people I worked with. Some of them already enshrined here in the Hall of Fame, and some of them who should be enshrined in the Hall of Fame. And that has really been, I think, the hallmark of my career, just the good fortune to work with so many talented people over so many years and to hang in there as long as I have. So I look forward to great night in September. There'll be probably several Murphys there, so I encourage you to stock up the bar if you are thinking that far ahead. But I look forward to it. It's going to be a great night, and thank you very much for this tremendous honor. I appreciate it.
All right. Next, in the television category, we have Tony Farina. Tony, if you want to step up. Tony is best known for his work as an investigative reporter, both with WGRZ-TV and WKBW-TV. He is known as the Newsbreaker for his award-winning work. And during his time at WKBW, he won an RTNDA First Place Award for a series on unsafe NFTA buses, and his reports have been broadcast across the country. He has crossed over to the print industry, where he started, working for the Lockport Union Sun, the Buffalo Courier Express, and the Tonawanda News. Congratulations, Tony.
Thank you, Steve. Well, I'd like to echo what John, my good friend John Murphy, said about the wonderful opportunity I've had in my career to work with some very talented and dedicated people in this business. And I've always felt that what we did was extremely important because we need to keep people informed so that they can make good decisions. And the more information we can give them, the better decisions hopefully they can make. So that's what drove my journalism career from the beginning, first as a young copy editor, a young sports writer, reporter, photographer, do it all at the Union Center Journal to the Tonawanda News, where I was the news editor, to the Courier Express, where I was a copy editor, and later served at every editorial position at the newspaper before becoming the investigative writer. And then I moved into TV, where I had the opportunity to work with some wonderful people and break some big stories, which I'm sure helped me get here today. The biggest one I can remember initially was the famous .22 caliber murder case, which I was able to break the suspect that was going to be arrested in Fort Benning, Georgia, by the name of Joseph Christopher. And I got that tip on that story, as I did many others, by pounding the pavement long before cell phones with a pocket full of quarters to call. I remember walking in front of the courthouse on Franklin Street around 3 o'clock, and a policeman friend of mine said, "Tony, I heard they're going to Fort Benning to get a suspect in the case. It looks pretty good. Call Leo." Leo was Leo Donovan, homicide chief. I called Leo. I got the confirmation. It looked pretty good. I called Jim Willie, the news director of Channel 2. I'd only been there a few weeks, didn't really know much about TV yet, but I knew how to report. And I said, "Jim, I think I got a pretty good story. They're going to arrest a .22 caliber killer suspect." That was a case where 12 people had been murdered, both in Lockport, in Buffalo, Niagara Falls, and New York City. It was a huge case. It had national coverage. A lot of big names were here to talk about the case, and I broke that story in 1980 at Channel 2. I went on to work at Channel 7, had some wonderful years there, terrific years at 7. And I won a first-place national award on bus safety, which I'm very proud of. I had a rap sheet on all the buses, and I was able to sneak in and shoot the problems and report them until they tried to bar me, but I still snuck in and got them. And I couldn't have done it without the great work of the photographers at the time. Mickey Ostreicher, Ed Riley, Arnie Posner, and many others who worked with me on that series. So I'm very happy to be here today to see so many wonderful people and friends, and thank you very much, Broadcast Association, for this honor. Believe me, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, going down the list here, the Buffalo Bob Smith Award goes to a Western New York native or someone who's worked here but made their name on a broader national stage. This year inductee is Sherry Margolis. Emmy Award-winning anchor Sherry Margolis began her television journey as a host and producer of the children's program The Jelly Roll Review on WUTV locally here in Buffalo. She later joined the WKBW-TV as a reporter and anchor before moving to Detroit in 1984. She currently co-anchors Fox 2 News live at 11 and 5:30 p.m. and is the recipient of several Edward R. Murrow Regional Awards. She's also been honored for her community involvement. All right, moving on. We have the Al Anscombe Award category, which recognizes people who make a lasting impression in management. This year's winner is Jim Tolner, president and GM of WGRZ-TV. Want to come up? Jim has been the president and general manager of WGRZ-TV since 2003. He was named Gannett's Manager of the Year in 2008 for his management skills, leadership, and innovation. In his time as general manager, Jim has taken the station to the top of the ratings race. Prior to working at WGRZ, he was a sales manager at the Buffalo News and held positions in sales account executive with CBS and ABC. Serving the Western New York community is a priority of Jim's, and he ensures the WGRZ's involvement in a number of community events and activities.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. So two words come to mind, lucky and thankful. So I'm lucky and thankful to be a part of this esteemed group that both everyone going in this year and all the great people that are part of the Buffalo Hall of Fame. I'm lucky and thankful for, as everyone said, all the great people that I've worked with over the years. As he said, I've worked at all three stations at some of the glory days, and in the on-air side and on the sales and marketing side, it's just been fantastic, and I'm thankful for my family and all the support I've had and everyone else in my life, and thankful and lucky to be able to have done this job in my hometown for such a long time with such great people, such great history and culture, and they give us a lot of news to cover. So it's all been a lot of fun. So looking forward to September, and thanks again very much.
Not everyone in broadcasting makes their mark on the air. That's why we have the Behind the Scenes Award. This year's recipient is Don Tomasulo from Entercom. Don, would you please join us up front?
Thank you, Anna.
Don is a lifelong Buffalonian who began his broadcasting career in 1988 at 97 Rock. Don joined Entercom Radio in 2001 and remains there today. He is known for his passion for music stemming from his work with legendary concert promoter Festival East. Don has contributed to programming and has educated hundreds of clients on the benefits of radio advertising and how to use the medium properly. Congratulations, Don.
Thank you, Honor.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. As everyone said, I'm so honored and so blessed. And as everyone said, we work with so many great people in this market. So I am proud to represent all the people behind the scenes, the sales guys who never get enough credit, because if we don't hit budget, there goes that programming, right, Murph? And Jim will tell you that. So I'm honored to represent everyone who's behind the scenes and all the other little people in the place that our radio and television stations don't operate with unless the people are doing the job behind the scenes. And I guess the biggest thing to think is, it's 40 years I've been doing this, so most I think of it from the concert days and all the hair I've lost. So it's about 400 pounds later, so when Jim takes pictures later, use the old pictures with the hair. I'm good with that. I look forward to September, and we're very honored. This is a fantastic opportunity, and I'm really humbled. So thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, the Buffalo Broadcasters Memorial Award is going to Larry Anderson, who is a broadcast programmer. Larry is being inducted posthumously. His radio journey started when he hosted a top 10 show for teens while still attending high school in Ohio. He became an on-air personality, music director, program director, and general manager. Larry worked at Larry worked as WGR's full-time music director and weekend air personality. Expanded the news and sports programs and enhanced the Buffalo Sabres broadcast. He went on to have a storied career in broadcasting, and we are honored that he'll now be a member of the Buffalo Broadcasters Hall of Fame.
And while all are deserving, of course, an extra special congratulations to Donnie Tomasulo, who I work with every day. All of us around here do. I have for years. He's a class act. He knows how to get the results. He knows how to get the most from his people and is simply one of the good guys. See you every day before Don, but of course, we'll see you in September, and we'll all be proud.
That's 930 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.